afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, however you may be listening to us. My name is Billy Crow, and I'm the Biblical Worldview Director here at Conway Christian. And we are bringing something brand new to you today, and we are glad to have along with us our head and president of Conway Christian CEO, Mr. Jason Carson. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Glad to be with you and everybody else today.
So what are we doing here today? Something new for Conway Christian?
Yeah, it's called the Triple P, the Parenting Partnership Podcast. Almost a tongue twister, the Triple P. Yeah.
Okay. Podcasting. A lot of people are familiar with it. You know, it's out there. Some people are involved. You and I talked. We're kind of familiar with it. Why does Conway Christian want to get into this area and do something like this?
Well, I think it's a way to communicate well with your parent partners. You know, you've got certain ways that we try to communicate, but this helps us to be audible, to have some discussion about things that are relevant. Me, I'm kind of new to the podcast thing. Ashley got me going on it, but I've really enjoyed enjoy listening to podcasts, learn a lot, but I think it's just a great way for us to maximize that partnership with a really good communication that's quite frankly become a best practice of a lot of Christian schools, so they just utilize podcasts well.
What kind of format are we looking at for the Triple P here from Conway Christian?
Well, it's not going to be something where you and I just sit back and talk. We want to have relevant information, we want to have resources, we want to have guests, and we want to have the listener be involved with the process. So we created an email called TripleP@ConwayChristianSchool.net where people can send us an email and we'll look at them. We want to make sure the emails are pertinent to the discussion that we're going to have that day. But we want to use one or two or three of those in each podcast just to help facilitate a conversation that goes both ways between the parents and us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're glad you're here. You're glad you're listening to us today. Appreciate your presence here with us as you're listening. Let's dive right in. Something that's to both of our hearts, to the heart of a lot of our teachers and families as well. Why does Christian education matter? That's something we could talk about a lot, but why does it matter to us so much?
Well, I mean, a lot of people heard me say the thing that everything's better with Jesus in it, whether it's marriage, whether it's friendships, whether it's government, well, certainly with school, that's the case. So just from an elementary level, Christian education is important because Christ is in it.
Right.
You know, but in today's day and age, this Generation Z that's growing up, they're going to be faced with so much stuff that is opposite of the Christian worldview.
For sure.
And so when they're facing that, at school, and it's counterproductive to what our parents are trying to do, what our churches are trying to do, there's a role there that's gaining in importance for Christian schools. And we play a big, big part in what we can do for parents. And, you know, here's the thing about education. It's about shaping minds, giving kids knowledge of the world. You know, I was reading something not too long ago. By the age of 13, kids have pretty much got their worldview decided, right, what they believe, what they don't believe. And then from age 13 to 18, it's basically just refining it, sharpening it. By the time they go off to college, they've already decided that. And so they're going to live their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s with that worldview. So why would you gamble with that, right?
Right.
I was reading an article about Clemson. Football.
Dabo Sweeney.
So I've become a Clemson fan. You know, the national championship game was 2 days ago. We're recording this podcast on Wednesday. But Monday night, I'm rooting for Clemson because of Dabo. Nothing against LSU or LSU fans. I don't mean to offend anybody out there.
We have some of those.
Yeah. But he, the article in Sports Illustrated that I read, talked about the culture that he tried to create there, hiring the coaches, what they exposed the kids to, the values and all that. And one of the things that stuck out to me at the very end of the article, he said to a parent, he was talking to a parent of a recruit, he goes, "We're going to win some games and we're going to lose some games, but I can promise you, your child, the student athlete, is going to be exposed to the gospel of Christ while he's in my football program." And I thought, you know, that's us. There's some days we're going to win, there's some days we're going to lose. But every day, as a Christian school, the kids are going to be exposed to the person of Jesus Christ.
Right. As a dad, like, I just know how much time, like, the school influences my kid. So I'm going to send them to school. They're going to come back a little different, regardless of what school I send them to. As a Christian dad, I can't think of a better partnership than having other believers pouring into my child.
One of you, I think you've heard me say this for sure. I don't know if all the parents listening have heard this, but if you put a kid in school in kindergarten and they go through that same system through 12th grade, it's about 17,000 hours that kid's going to be awake, that they're going to be listening, they're going to be learning.
That's a lot of time.
That might be the single greatest influence on students, because when they're at our house, they're sleeping a lot of the time. when they're at church, you got 2 or 3 hours a week, maybe 4 hours a week. So the school plays a critical part. So another podcast that I would recommend everybody to listen to is called Real Christianity. It's with a couple, Dale and Veronica Partridge. Ashley introduced me to this, my wife, and was listening to one the other day. And it said, okay, picture you're an atheist, and you believe in all these things that are liberal and all the different agendas that go with that, and you're steadfast in what you believe. Do you think you would send your kid to, or would you send your kid to a Christian school where it's counterproductive?
Right. No.
Well, answer is,
you want something that matches up with what you believe.
Exactly. So as Christians, why would we put our kids in a situation to where it's counterproductive to what we're trying to teach them and could be lifelong detrimental to them? And so it's a Christian school. We're looking for those parents that want to partner with us. And because of what we have to offer, that in a nutshell is what makes us so important, is because we can reinforce what they're doing at home, and it gives the parents some hope.
Right.
A higher level of confidence that their kids are going to gain the wisdom that comes from God.
Okay, so tell me, as a Christian parent, and in the podcast format, we could talk about this for a long time, but try to narrow it down if you can, maybe best of your ability. Give me 3 or 4 words that really kind of drive home this idea of what we're talking about, why Christian education should be important to families. What are kids going to get here?
Well, Em, I feel like every school, every organization is going to have different days. You've got different employees. Consistency is obviously something we strive for, but there's just going to be times we miss. There's going to be times that we could have done better. But overall, you know, I mean, what are 3 things that we feel like on a day-to-day basis we do well and we can control and that hopefully is attractive and our parents are pleased with? I would say the first thing is happiness. I try to, you do. We try to be out there and we watch the kids as they come into school. They're smiling. They're happy. A lot of times they're eager. It's funny when I see kids screaming, yelling at the end of the school day because they don't want to leave, the little kids. I mean, that brings happiness to me. But those kids are happy. They want to be here. The second thing is safety. We've talked about it's not just physical safety, but it's emotional, spiritual safety, as well as a physical safety. I mean, there's no parent, hopefully, there's no parent in the world that wants to drop their kid off at school and wonder if they're going to be safe.
Right.
Wonder if they're physically going to come into harm, emotionally be harmed, spiritually be harmed. I mean, our kids are in a safe spot, and I feel like that's really important for us and for our parents. And then the last thing is, I think one of the most important things for kids, regardless if you're in a private school, a public school, a Christian school, a non-Christian school, whatever it might be, kids need to be encouraged in today's environment.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean they don't need to be disciplined.
Right.
That doesn't mean that you have some hard conversations from time to time. But if that kid knows that that teacher, that administration, their parents support them and encourage them to be the best version of themselves, that they can be with the way that God created them, and how God challenges them to live through His Word and through the person of Jesus Christ, then those kids thrive because they're happy, they're safe, and they're encouraged.
And the data says that too. The kids that feel happy, encouraged, safe, are going to learn better. They're going to react better to those, you know, colleagues and peers around them. It's just going to be a better experience for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, kids in today's culture, because all the things they can be exposed to negatively, they crave the opposite.
Right.
And even us as adults, I mean, a lot of times we get consumed by negative thoughts, negative tweets, negative Instagram posts, social media, the news, all that stuff. You know, if there's one thing we can do to really protect our kids, and we don't want them to be in the bubble, right? But we can protect them in a way that we offer them encouragement. We offer them safety, and we make sure that they're not that they get everything they want happy, but that they're happy in the fact that they're eager to go do something, which we hope is to walk into our halls and be at our school.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Well, we're so happy to have you joining us. This is, again, the first of several episodes we're going to put out this semester. Mr. Carson, thank you for sharing with our families this day.
Glad to be here. I'm excited about the podcast moving forward. We will get out the next topic sometime soon. Be looking for that in Eagle Weekly. And then just feel free to email us at PPP@ConwayChristianSchool.net. as we proceed through the rest of the semester.
Eagle families, we're thankful for you. We love you. Hope you all have a good and godly day.